Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The makers of Supercell Gasoline invite you to Shell Chateau, where your host is the world's outstanding entertainer, Al Jolson, with an all-star bill of famous guest stars. We switch you now to Shell Chateau, where you'll be greeted by Al Jolson.
Friends, here's where you're worrying, where everyone is dead. Good evening, friends. Your name somehow I can't recall right now, but know you all I found. Good evening, friends. Here, Eflam, one time, Madame, Monsieur Berry, one star, Berry, from a town, Ebu, 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 Ebu. I know you all I do. Good evening, friends. Pull up the chair and turn the lights down low. You let ourselves get go. Good evening, friends. We're on the air just once a week, you know. We keep a friend, so for you, my friend. The music starts, the curtain parts, an hour of fun for everyone. Although it's true that I cannot see you, I almost feel like you. Good evening, friends.
Thank you, folks, thank you. And once again, I welcome you to Shell Chateau, where each Saturday night we offer you the brightest stars in the entertainment world. Listen, and I'll tell you who we have here tonight. Victor Young and his music. And I want you folks to know that Victor Young is a swell guy. This evening, he treated me to an eight-course dinner. Yes, sir, Victor treated me to an eight-course dinner. A seven-piece layer cake and a cup of coffee. Star number two, Miss Loretta Turnbull, the greatest female outboard motor racer of the world. And here's a cute thing. I've got a dog I call Outboard Motor. And just know why? Because last week, my dog gave birth to a litter of 18 pups. And that's why I call her Outboard Murder. Because with her, it's just a case of pup, 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 pup. Star number three, Willie Howard. One of Broadway's leading comedians. And what a dancy comedian he is. Just to show you how dancy Willie is, tonight he came to Shell Chateau wearing a black shoe and a brown shoe. And I said, Willie, what's the idea? Don't you know that your shoes don't match? And he said, isn't that funny? My brother has the same trouble. Star number four, Miss Irene Taylor. A Paul Whiteman discovery and a grand singer of songs. Miss Taylor always dresses in the latest fashion, too. Tonight, she told me something that surprised me. She told me that bustles are coming back in style again. Well, for the benefit of you men who don't know what a bustle is a dress with a rumble seat. Star number five, Henry Hull, star of that great drama, Tobacco Road. I was one of the men who expected Tobacco Road to win this year's Pulitzer Prize. You know, of course, that the Pulitzer Prize is an award that is given to what is considered the greatest American play of the year. Well, they gave the prize to a show called The Old Maid. And speaking of old maids, Henry Hull and I went to a masquerade party the other night, and we saw the cutest thing. We saw an old maid. Well, of course, there's nothing so cute about an old maid. But this old maid was made up as a postage stamp. He figured some mail would get stuck on her. Oh, darling. And now I want to tell you something about myself. Well, you know how hot it's been all over the country the last few days. Well, this morning I took a drive up in the hills to cool off a little bit. And on my way back to the studio, I kind of lost my way. And I noticed a little boy standing nearby, so I jumped out of the car and I said, listen, sonny, can you direct me to Warner Brothers Studio? He said, sure. If you give me a dollar, I will. And I said, a dollar? Don't you think that's too much money? And he said, no, not for a movie director. Well, during these hot days, people naturally think of the seashore. You know, there are more people in the borough of Manhattan than any other place its size in the world. And where do they go for a holiday? Coney Island. Victor, let's go to Coney Island together. Come on. Every summer, we go down to Deauville by the sea, where one can rub his shoulders with a king. St. Moritz in wintertime, oh, that's the place to be. And then to Paris in the spring, where one can have his little fling. Though Normandy is lovely in November, somehow it leaves you nothing to remember. I can't forget the night I met you down at Coney Island. Gee, I was proud you picked me from the crowd at Coney Island. And very soon I proved to you that my intentions were phony. It ended in matrimony. And now we're eating caviar instead of macaroni. But I recall those picnic lunches of bologna with a smile. I guess I'm still a hick, 'cause I still get a kick just loving you while coming through the crowded Coney Isle. I can't forget the night I met you down at Coney Island. Gee, I was proud you picked me from the crowded Coney Island. And very soon I proved to you that my intentions weren't phony. In a matrimony, and now we're eating caviar instead of macaroni. But I recall those picnic lunches of bologna with a smile. I guess I'm still a hick, 'cause I still get a kick just loving you while coming through the crowd at Coney
Island. Wait a minute, you ain't heard nothing yet. Well, we've had all sorts of champions in Chelsea-Tow. But tonight, we have something new. A lady champion. And not only is she a lady champion, but she's one of the few girls who compete with men.
Yes, and beat them, too.
Beat them in one of the toughest sports there is, outboard motorboat racing. In fact, she's now the holder of 3 international speed records. 2 years ago, she won the first gold trophy. Last year, she lost it. And tomorrow, she's going out of Long Beach to try and win it back. I am proud to present the queen of the outboard motor, Miss Loretta Turnbull. Loretta, honestly, I'm awfully glad to see you.
I'm very happy to be here, Mr. Dalton.
But if I didn't see you here today, I'd surely see you down at the races tomorrow. And I'm really glad you're here because now you can tell me some of the fine points of outboard motor racing. Frankly, motor racing of an outboard style is one sport I know very little about. The only thing I do know about it, it's the noisiest sport in the world. Tell me something. How can you sit in that little putt, putt, putt and stand that terrific racket?
You're just so you don't notice it very much. Except that after every race, you're always deaf for a couple of hours.
Deaf for a couple of hours. Loretta, how long have you been racing those little boats?
7 years, Mr. Dalton. I started when I was 14. And my first race was 32 miles from Avalon to Catalina.
From Avalon to Catalina. That's a long race for your first race. How did you make out?
Well, I ran out of gas 3 times and finished last.
You finished last, but you finished anyhow. By the way, Loretta, what do you do when you run out of gas, say, 20 miles from shore?
Well, for that race, my dad chartered a rum runner to follow me.
A rum runner?
Yes. None of the regular boats were fast enough. So every time I ran out of gas, the rum runner came up and gave me some.
Gave you some what?
Some gas, Mr. Dalton.
Oh, I thought. Look, most of the races, though, aren't as long as 32 miles, are they?
No, most of them are very short now, about 5 miles. Over a half a mile course with 2 buoys. The thing that makes it really exciting is a whole lot of boats all heading for the same buoy to make a hairpin turn.
Oh, I'll bet that's exciting. Tell me,
Are those races dangerous, you know, really?
Well, I think they're a little bit dangerous. Of course, that's part of the fun.
Loretta, were you ever hurt?
Well, I was hurt once. I was racing back east against some boys who represented some of the eastern colleges. And in one of the races, I was way out ahead of them, and all of a sudden, I did a wing-ding.
A wing-ding? Give me the double talk, eh?
No, a wing-ding is when the boat jumps out of the water and turns over in the air. In this race, she did a complete barrel roll, and I fell out. And the boat landed right side up again and went on off the course. Well, I was in the water with a broken hip and a broken knee, and heavy coveralls with monkey wrenches and lots of heavy tools in my pocket.
Didn't you have a rope around your neck with a rock on it or something?
No, I could swim all right, but I couldn't keep my nose very far out of the water with all that heavy stuff.
Naturally.
And the worst part of it was that none of the boys in the other boats could see me. I was floating around right in the middle of the course, and they all went past me within 2 feet of my nose, 50 miles an hour.
50 miles an hour. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to tell you more about Loretta. But when she was only 17, she represented the United States in an international outboard regatta in Italy, and she won an international championship. Loretta, look, the people here in Shelterville would like to hear about it. You told me, but now look, after all is said and done, let everybody know. Tell us about that race in Italy.
Well, it was really very exciting. There were Spanish, English, Italian, and some other nationalities in the race, but most of them had all metal boats, a little larger than mine. And when they saw my little job with the airplane linen covering on the deck, they just said, poo-poo.
Poo-poo. That's Italian for pia-pia-pia.
Well, I wasn't discouraged much.
No.
I got around the first turn first, though.
Yeah.
And halfway through the race, I was a mile ahead of the field.
A mile ahead? How long was the course, Loretta?
It was a 17-mile race, round and round Lake Garda.
Lake Garda? You sure it was Lake Garda?
And about halfway through, one of my cylinders started missing.
One of your cylinders? Loretta, think what you're saying. Look, those little boats only have two cylinders, haven't they?
That's all they have, Mr. Dolphin. So I stopped right there in the middle of the lake, looked the engine over, and saw that the trouble was a bum spark plug.
Uh-huh.
Well, I always have a pocket full of spare parts. So I took out the bum plug, screwed in another one, gave the flywheel a twirl with a rope, and bang, she started off as good as new.
You always have those things in your pocket?
Always.
You haven't got the makings, have you, or anything? But look, Loretta, what about the other people in the race? What were they doing all this time?
Well, four of them had already passed me, and they were way ahead. But I started out after them. Pretty soon I passed one.
Go on.
Pretty soon I passed another
one.
That
a girl.
And finally I passed the third one.
Oh.
And as I passed the last one, I was only 3 feet from the finish.
Oh, I wish I'd have been there. What a race that must have been. Tell me, were there any other girls in those international races?
No. Very few girls go in for outboard racing over there. And as a matter of fact, there are only four or five very well-known women drivers in the United States.
Loretta, look, would you say you were the champion woman driver of the United States?
That's just what I don't like to be called. There's no such thing as a woman champion in outboard racing. Outboard racing is the only sport in the world where women compete with men on absolutely even terms.
Well, honey, if you get much better, you'll have to be given the boys' handicap. Are there any girls in the race for the Hearst Trophy tomorrow?
No, in that race, I'm the only girl.
The only girl. Think of that, ladies and gentlemen. One sweet little girl racing tomorrow afternoon against 25 men. Loretta, honestly, I wish you all the luck in the world, and I hope you win the cup tomorrow. And now we're back in Celtico. Remember a few days ago the thrill we had? A total eclipse of the moon? And the people that got the biggest kick out of it were those two kids that worked here in Celtico, Jack Sand and Peggy Gardner. They set out in the Chateau Garden listening to Victor Young's orchestra and watching that big shadow creep across the moon. When they came in about an hour later, I said, "Well, how'd you like the eclipse?" And they both looked at me and said, "What eclipse?" They hadn't even noticed it.
Well, sir, that's love. Come on out here, kids, and sing "You and the Night of the Music" from Revenge of Music.
You and the night and the music fill me with flaming desire, setting my being completely on fire.
You and the night and the music.
dawning and delight, our hearts will be throbbing the call. Morning may come without warning, sunset away the call.
If we must live for the moment, love till the moment is through.
Our next guest is a little fellow I've known for a long time. In fact, we were together in one of the old Winter Garden shows. And believe me, he's as funny a man as I ever worked with. Today, he's one of Broadway's leading comedians. And a grand character, too. He was starred in many Broadway musicals. And now he has come to Hollywood to make his first feature picture, Rose of the Rancho. And I wish him all the luck in the world. And now, I want you people here in South Dakota to meet him. My old friend, Willie Howard, who will appear tonight with Eddie Moran. Willie
Howard. Oh, Willie. Say, Willie. Hey, gentlemen, I wish you could see Willie. He has two big birds, one each hand. What kind of birds are those?
Those are boys and ducks.
That's ducks.
Yes.
Five ducks. What do you want ducks for?
I'm going to make myself a pair of white ducks then.
Willie, those are ducks that geese.
They're geese?
Yeah.
All right, we'll make pajamas.
Oh, I suppose you expect to go away for the summer.
Yes, the Washies are away for the summer. June, July, over September, the summer's over. What?
Willie, I was over at your house this afternoon, but you were out.
Yes, were you away?
Yeah, I ran away. You know, my wife, she let me invite a lot of women to her house. All it was skin, skin, skin. So I ran away.
You ran away?
I ran away. Now I'm a fugitive for my team games. Oh, that's marvelous. Tell me, Willie, where did you go?
I went to the hospice for my Uncle Joe Ginsburg.
To the hospital to see your uncle?
Yes. What's the matter with him?
His wife hit him over the head with an oak leaf.
Now, wait a minute. Don't tell me that your uncle went to the hospital because his wife hit him over the head with an oak leaf.
There was an oak leaf in the dining room table.
Terrible.
Well, tell me, why did she hit him?
Yeah, she wanted some money, so he wouldn't give it to her.
Oh, I see. Your uncle's a stingy man.
Stingy? I should say so. He's stingy.
He's so stingy, he can hold off the nickel so long that before he spends it, he and the buffalo says, good friends, the buffalo gives him a straw when they part.
Oh, Willie,
wait. Say, Willie, I don't want you to think I'm personal, but tell me, how are you getting along with your wife?
Not so hot, thank you.
What's the matter? I'm trying to stop her from playing bridge.
Oh, does she play for money?
Yes, yeah, she always loses.
Oh, then why doesn't she play with people who are worse players than she is?
She would, but she can't find anyone. Is your wife a good loser?
Loser.
she can lose my last dollar without blinking an eye. I'm telling you, that's the way.
Well, why don't you say something to her about it?
I did. I spoke and she was just like a lamb.
Just like a lamb. What did she say?
Da!
Well, after all is said and done, I know you love your wife.
Yeah, but love is pain.
Love is pain?
Pain for this, pain for that.
Yes, buddy. But what would you do if you happen to lose your poor wife? If your poor wife died?
Eddie, I'd go crazy.
Would you get married again?
That's crazy, I wouldn't be.
Oh. Woody, I was looking for you. Where were you last night?
Well, last night I went to a party. I woke up with a terrible headache.
Oh, it's not the same. Did you take something for it?
Yeah, I took some that monoacetic acid dust of salicylic acid tablets.
You mean aspirin?
That's it, but I never could think of that way.
What gave you such a headache?
I don't know. The taste of whiskey was terrible. It looked like varnish and it tasted like shellac. And such small drinks they gave me.
Did you drink much of the terrible whiskey?
About 8 drinks.
Oh, did you drink it all straight?
The first 4 I drank straight. The rest I drank rotten from side to side.
Willie, you shouldn't drink that stuff. Don't you know it'll ruin your stomach?
Don't worry, we'll show with my clothes on.
Well, you certainly must have been under the weather.
Yes.
Did you get home all right?
I got home all right. On the way home, I had a terrible fight.
A terrible fight?
Some guy insulted me, so I gave him one punch. I give him the first punch.
Wait a minute. You gave him the second punch.
No, the second punch, I guess.
Oh.
Can I hit him and knock him down? I said, come on, get up. He wouldn't get up.
Well, why wouldn't he get up?
He was on top of me.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, tonight we're taking you to a real party.
Yes.
But before we go to this party, we're going to have to see an operetta.
Oh, I know. It's real operetta.
You know what operetta?
Telephone operator in the Roosevelt Hotel.
No.
But anyway, I can't go.
You can't go.
Tomorrow and I got to go to a wedding.
To a wedding?
Yes.
Isn't that fine? Who's getting married?
I don't know. I found an invitation on the street.
Oh, I see. Say, Larry, nevertheless, when we go to this party, you're going to have to do something.
Do something. I'll do 2 things. I'll eat and I'll drink.
No. I mean, we'll have to do something to entertain the guests.
George, I'll sing.
Oh, I didn't know you could sing.
Yes, I inherited my talent from my family. My mother was a good singer.
Yeah, but your father was a rotten singer.
I know. I sing good and rotten. That's the best thing I could do.
Suppose they call on you. What do you do?
Don't worry about me. I'm all prepared. I'm a mind reader.
A mind reader?
Yes, I'm a mind reader. As a matter of fact, Willie, as I look at you, right now I'd like to bet you $10 that I can tell you what's on your mind.
Crazy. You can get me right what's on my mind right now?
I'll bet you $10 I'll tell you that everything that's on your mind right now.
That's the bet. Go ahead.
All right. Now, you see, you're going to get rid of your wife.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to marry some rich old woman and get her money. And then you're going to get yourself a beautiful young girl.
Right, Jolly, here's your $10.
Was I right?
You wasn't right, so the idea is worth $10.
Don't go away. Listen. Now, really, you must do something at this party tomorrow night. What are you going to do?
Well, suppose I sing a song and I introduce him to Rosa Lancer, my first picture.
That would be a swell idea.
You got the chorus
there? Right there.
All right.
I'm a lone cowboy and I'm happy all the day. On the skies are blue. So I yippee-yippee and I yippee-yippee-yay. I'm a silly hilly dilly buckaroo, buckaroo. There's a lovely girl on the road to Santa Fe, and she loves me too. So hi, yippee-yippee-yay, I'm a very, very lucky buckaroo, buckaroo. Steady well, I'm leaving for a spell on the trail that leads to joy. And I yappy yappy and I yippy yappy yay, and I won't be a lone cowboy.
Ladies and gentlemen, a few weeks ago, I sang a song by one of the greatest composers that ever lived, that great American of American music, Stephen Foster. But there's another great American songwriter of the past who will never be forgotten. He died about 25 years ago. But to me, his memory, it'll live forever, even if he'd written only this one song.
Oh, the moonlight fair tonight along the water.
on the field there comes a breath of new mown hay. Through the sycamores, the candlelight are gleaming. On the bench of the warbands,
you guessed it. That song was written by Paul Dresser. He wrote many famous songs. Songs that all of you know, like Just Tell Him That You Saw Me, The Letter That Never Came, and The Blue and the Gray. But the song I'll remember, Paul Dresser, well, it's another one. It's one of the first songs I ever learned when I was a kid. And I'm sure that if all of you children listening in will ask your daddy what song it was that he sang to your mother when he courted her, he'll tell you, it was My Gal Gal.
Everything is over, and I'm feeling sad. I just lost the best pal that I ever had. It's but a fortnight since she was here. Seems like she's gone now for 20 years. Oh, how I miss her, my old pal. Oh, how I miss her, my gal pal. Face not so handsome, but I don't you know that shone just as bright as they did years ago. They call her frivolous gal, a peculiar sort of a gal, with a heart that was mellow and all round good fellow, was my old pal. Your troubles, sorrows and care, she was always willing to share. A wild sort of devil, but dead on the level, was my gal gal. They call her Frivolous Sal, a peculiar sort of a gal, with a heart that was mellow, an all-round good fellow, was my old pal. Your troubles, sorrows, and care, oh, she was always willing to share. A wild sort of devil, but a dead on the level, was my girl.
Some news from Detroit of special interest to car drivers.
Large Automobile Company makes the test present-day driving condition. Attaches counting machine to brake pedal of car. Engages young lady to run car around Detroit one whole day. 8 solid hours. Test conducted under the supervision of police officials. Car driven through all kinds of traffic. Through residential sections as well as business districts. Brakes used only when necessary. Now, here are the results. During the 8 hours, car traveled 144 miles for average of 18 miles per hour. Brakes used 547 times. More than once a minute. During noon hour between 12 and 1, car stopped by traffic 88 times.
That's the stop and go driving we've been telling you about. The kind of driving you're doing 80% of the time. You're starting, shifting, accelerating, or braking, shifting and accelerating almost constantly. Now this wastes a lot of gasoline, unless you're using a balanced gasoline, one specially suited to this stop and go driving. Super Shell is such a gasoline. It's the first truly balanced gasoline. It cuts down the waste on your everyday driving because it's economical for starting and accelerating, as well as long, steady driving. This all-round efficiency makes each tank full last longer. But see for yourself. Try a tank full of Super Shell soon. It costs no more than ordinary gasoline.
This is Shell Al Jolson. We're right here in Celsico. And now you're going to hear from Victor Young and his music. You know, Victor Young is certainly wrapped up in his music. Day and night, he thinks of nothing but his music. To give you an idea, only the other day, Victor was in a restaurant. And the moment he started eating his soup, 8 couples got up to dance. And now Victor's going to play a medley of tunes by the man who wrote Showboat, Jerome Kern. Listen to the list of hits. They didn't believe me. He's dressed my bill. Smoke gets in your eyes and why do I love you? Why do I love you? I'm not talking to you, Victor. Play it. Go ahead. Play it.
Thank you.
Well, friends, if there's one fellow I know that's a real judge of talent, my old friend Paul Whiteman. You know the stars he discovered, and you know how they made good with Paul and afterward, too. And tonight I'm very glad to welcome to Shell Chateau a charming young lady Paul Whiteman discovered a couple of years ago. A young lady who's really going places. You've heard her on the radio, and soon you'll be seeing her in pictures. Miss Irene Taylor. Tonight she's going to present a specially arranged medley, which she calls Rhapsody in Rhythm. Irene Taylor, give out.
I got rhythm, but I'd like to know if you're the necessary. Crazy rhythm, here's the doorway. I'll go my way, you go your way. Crazy rhythm, from now on is through. Here is where we have a showdown. I'm too high hat, you're too low down. Crazy rhythm, here's goodbye to you. They say that when the highbrow meets the lowbrow, walking along Broadway. Soon the highbrow, he has no brow, is a shame, and you're too blame. Who cares if you're gonna leave me? Don't you think that you can grieve me? Crazy rhythm, I've gone crazy too. Tragedy. Tragedy. Rhythm. From me, stop the river and roll, stop the clouds that unfold. I got pain in my soul, rhythm gone. Lost my rhythm, I lost my music. I lost my rhythm and lost my music. When I lost my man, I got no ignition, no ambition. There's no show, it's only intermission. When you've lost your man, I never tried dancing, cause my dancing don't mean a thing. I was a high singer, a worst singer to sing without a song to sing. I need my rhythm, I need my music. If a man comes home to bring a rhythm, I mean the music and I mean my rhythm. I'm just an old old man without my music. But now my man came home and brought a rhythm, I mean the music and I mean my rhythm. I'm not an old old man. I've got rhythm. I got my man who could ask for anything more. I got daisies in green pastures. I got my man who could ask for anything more. Old man trouble, I don't mind him. You won't find him round my door. I got starlight, I got sweet dreams. I got my man who could ask for anything more. Who could ask for anything more? I got wisdom, I got music. I got my man who could ask for anything more. could ask for anything more.
About 2 years ago, a play opened very quietly on Broadway and did a very quiet business for several weeks. But inside of 2 months, it was a hit. And the same play is still running on Broadway today. The third longest run of any play in Broadway's history. The play is Tobacco Road. And the main reason for its success is an actor who's with us here tonight. His name is Henry Hull. And his performance in Tobacco Road has been hailed by all the critics as magnificent. Tonight he's to appear in a characterization which is very different. He will present a scene from a play by Don Marquis called The Master of the Rebels, in which Mr. Hull plays the part of the famous English king, Henry VIII. It is a privilege to welcome here to Shell Chateau, Mr. Henry Hull. And now the master of the rebels. As the curtain rises, we see King Henry sitting in the great hall of his palace, with his entire court standing in a semicircle about him. They are waiting. Waiting with Henry for the sound of a cannon that will mean another of his queens is dead. For tonight, Catherine Howard is to pay for her love affairs with her life. But Henry has loved Catherine, and as he waits now for the sound that will mean her doom, he's drinking heavily. As our scene begins, Henry is staring straight ahead at a goblet of wine held in his two hands. Suddenly, he dashes a glass to the floor.
Kingsman.
Your Highness.
What's that drink the Scots make? Husky, something or other.
Husky-bo?
Yes, Husky-bo. Got some strength to it. I don't know what the devil's the matter with the wine these days. There's nothing to it. You drink it and nothing happens. Kingston, bring me some of this Husky, what you call it stuff.
At once, Your Highness.
Norfolk.
Your Highness.
What's the matter with everybody tonight? They act as if they were waiting for something.
They are, Your Highness.
What? Everybody looks so stupid, so strange. What is it? Tell me, man. What is it? What?
Oh, the cannon, Harry.
Cannon? The cannon? What? What cannon, Charles?
Your Highness ordered that the cannon be fired. To let you know.
Where's the Queen? Where's the Queen?
The Queen, Your Highness. The Queen.
Oh, God, I know. Charles. Tom. The Queen's dying tonight. Catherine's on the scaffold. The Queen's dying. And nobody's doing anything about it. She has such a pretty neck.
Your Highness.
Yes.
The whiskey, Your Highness.
Ah, that's good. That's fine. That's hotter than the fire inside me. Give me some more. Keep my glass filled, Kingston. Norfolk, when is it to be? When did he die?
When the cannon is fired, Your Highness.
A sword! Give me a sword! I shall kill her myself! I shall hack her to pieces! I shall kill her with my own hands! She's an adulteress!
She's dying on the block,
Harry. I'll kill her myself!
She'll be dead in a moment,
Give me the
Harry.
Sword! Who holds me back? I am king, I say!
Your Highness.
I always called her my Rose. My rose without a thorn, Kingston. Keep my glass filled. Keep it filled, I tell you. Woolsey! Why don't some of you get Woolsey?
Cardinal Woolsey is dead, Your Highness.
Yes. Woolsey's dead. I remember Woolsey's dead. Yes. A great man, but he wasn't honest. What? What is that?
Oh, a page dropped the tray, Harry.
Sheriff.
I thought it was the cannon. The cannon. Sergeant, another drink.
Tom.
Tom, did I kill Woolsey?
No, Harry. He died.
Yes, 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 yes. I remember. I remember he died in disgrace. That was Anne's doing. Anne Bullen. And Moore, too. Sir Thomas Moore. Anne got his head, too. That's really why I had Anne Bullen's head cut off, Tom. She murdered those two great men. Kingston, you know my lord Duke of Norfolk there, don't you?
Yes, sir, honey.
If I should order Norfolk to the tower, Kingston, don't execute him right away. Tom Howard's an old friend. Keep him a while. I might change my mind. But don't set him free either. I might change my mind again. Tom, where's the queen?
Why, doesn't your highness remember? When the cannon is fired, that tells you...
No, I don't mean her. I don't mean her. I mean the real queen. Not any of these wenches I've married since she left. Catherine of Aragon. Where's she living? What castle is she in? I'm going to her. Horses. Horses, odds, nails. Can't any of you hear me? Horses, I say. That is what I say. Where's the queen?
She's dead, Harry.
Oh, yes. Yes, dead. Dead, I remember now. I didn't like her. She used to make my shirts. But she was beaten. She was a lady. And she used to help me out of scrapes. is Cromwell dead, too?
Yes, Your Highness.
Yes, dead. I remember now. It seems as if everybody of any importance is dead. Tom, wasn't I married to a German woman once?
Yes, Harry. Anne of Cleves.
Yes, a great big Dutch cart horse of a woman. She used to eat onions and cabbage. Did I kill her?
You divorced her, Harry.
I wonder why I didn't kill her. Kingston, fill my glass.
Harry, here's a joke.
Yeah?
2 years after you divorced her, Anne of Cleves gave birth to a pair of twins.
Why, the old Holland witch. I didn't think she had the metal. Why is everybody so solemn? Everybody, let's have some music. Music, I say. Kingston, go bid the musicians to play. Tom, what does it feel like not to be a king?
Why, I've never thought, Harry.
I've always been one, Tom. For nearly 40 years, all that power. And I'm lonely. I'm lonely. I feel a lot of people, too. A lot of people.
Well, kings do, Harry.
Well, most of them stuck their necks out for it. I suppose I've made mistakes, Tom, but I think on the whole I've been a good man.
Cut it!
I thought it was the cannon. That cannon. Oh, Tom, Charles. I'm going to stop it. She's fine. I can't stand it. I can't stand it. I tell you, but I'm going to save her.
Woolsey. Moore. Cromwell. Save her. I don't care what she did. Kingston, horses. She can't die.
No, I
can't.
She must be.
My rose.
My rose without a thorn.
You can't have any more such women for Queen Perry. England won't stand it.
Yes. England. I must always think of England. She's wicked. She's a wicked woman. But oh, how wonderfully wicked. But I'm old now. I'm old.
Not you, Harry.
Oh, yes.
You're in your prime.
Yes, Charles, I'm old. I'm an old man. Life's almost over.
Not for many years, Harry.
They say it's over in a flash. The big axe. It doesn't hurt much. If the headsman knows his business, it doesn't It won't hurt her, will it, Charles? Will it, Tom?
You'll never feel it, Harry.
She's your niece, Tom.
Yes. The second of my nieces to go like this.
I've had two queens from your family, Tom. And heaven knows how many, sweetheart.
Yes, Harry. We've always been a loyal family.
Women. They always make trouble. Tom.
Yes, Harry?
Tom, I don't care anything about women anymore.
If I can understand that, Harry.
I don't care about women. Tom. Tom, who is that girl? Who is she, Tom? That girl over there by the dice. Over there. Who is she?
Lady Latimer, Your Highness.
Oh, Lord Parr's daughter. Catherine Parr?
Yes, Harry.
She's a beautiful girl.
Indeed she
is, she's
Harry.
A good girl, too, isn't she? Yes. Come hither, sweetheart. Come here. Now, you sit here on my knee. Catherine Parr isn't one of your nieces, is she, Tom?
No, Your Highness.
Catherine, you are a good girl, aren't you?
Well, I hope so, Your Highness.
Then kiss me, sweetheart. Kiss me. Did you hear that, Catherine? That was a wicked woman, sweetheart. A wicked woman. Wine! A mass! More light! A mass! A mass! Do it! Wine!
Thank you, Henry Hall. That was grand. And now, home, folks, I'd like to sing a song that I think will be one of the big hits from a new picture, Broadway Gondolier. I saw the preview of this picture recently. When I left the theater, I was mad. And do you know why? I was mad because I wasn't in the picture. But they can't stop me from singing the song. The title is The Rose in Your Hair.
Love is a rose, and it grows like a rose. I found a rose nestled in someone's hair. Sweet was the rose, and never a maid was so fair. In her eyes there was moonlight, and a rose in her hair. In my arms there was no one, so I just put her there. On her lips was a promise, in my heart was a prayer. When I finally went, I went home with a scent of the rose in her hair. Love was in bloom, in the gloom of the night. Bright was the moon on the night we were there. Love was in a bloom, and so was the rose in her hair. In her eyes there was moonlight, and a rose in her hair. In my arms there was no one, so I just put her there. On her lips was a promise, in my heart was a prayer. When I finally went, I went home with a scent of the rose in our hair.
We want to read you just one of the many hundreds of letters that have come in about this program. It's a letter from a woman in Los Angeles. She writes,
"We have listened to every single one of your shows since you began putting Al Jolson on the air. We also enjoy using your product, Super Shell Gasoline. My husband is a bill collector and drives our car around the city every day from 8 to 5. he finds that Super Shell gives him more mileage per gallon than any other gasoline he's ever tried.
Why don't you also save money by using this new type gasoline? Super Shell is the first truly balanced gasoline. It's one of the best gasolines you can get for long trips. But besides giving you good mileage with steady driving, it's also economical for starting and accelerating. By using Super Shell, you can save as much as a cupful in just starting and warming up the motor. And you can save another cupful in 10 minutes of rapid accelerating. This gasoline you save soon mounts up into gallons because, you see, 4 out of every 5 miles you drive are on short trips right around home. You're starting and accelerating almost all the time. Begin to get this saving right away. You can buy Super Shell anywhere at any of the 30,000 neighborly Shell stations from coast to coast.
And I hope, ladies and gentlemen, you're all back here in Shell Chateau next Saturday night. Don't miss our big show. We're going to have Shaw and Lee, those famous Broadway comedians. Here is the name, Foghorn McGee, the leading stealer of Chicago's World's Fair, one of the most famous circus barkers who ever worked under the big top. And we have him here in Shell Chateau. And if that weren't enough, we're going to have one of our first ladies of the screen, Ruth Chatterton. So remember to date next Saturday night, and don't forget the next time you're out driving and you need gas, drop in at your nearest Shell service station. This is Al Jolson saying from the bottom of my heart. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Mother. Thank you, sisters, and the same goes for you, brother. Thank the family every Saturday night. Thank you kindly for the letters you write. This is Alzy, your palsy Waldy, and I want to promise you, tell me when things you can find, we hope they
at this time when Al Jolson presents Sean Lee, Lois Whiteman, Foghorn McGee, and Ruth Chatterton. Musical selections included I Got Rhythm from Girl Crazy, Crazy Rhythm from Here Now, Lost My Rhythm, Lost My Music from Casino de Paris Review, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes from Roberta, Bill, and Why Do I Love You from Showboat, and They Didn't Believe Me from Girl from Utah. Your announcer, John McIntyre. This is the National Broadcasting Company.